What's up, everybody? You know what it is. It is Ratchet Mondays, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. We got a lot to talk about, but it's really the same old ratchetness. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
With the same girl. Oh, same girl.
For my wife.
In my potential wife.
Same girl. Same girl.
And I can't believe
we've been messing
with the same girl.
Same girl.
Same girl.
Someone I could trust.
She's doubling up on us. You, man. Man, we've been messing with the same girl.
Same girl.
See, I met her at this party in Atlanta.
Oh. I met her at this party in Chicago.
Oh. She came right up to me, giving me conversation.
No.
She said, do you got a man? She said, no, with no hesitation.
She must be a music man, because she did the same to me.
She did what?
Party all in my face when I'm laughing and buying a drink.
She whispered in my ear, she can take me home.
Me too. Man, she was in the shot singing that same song.
Is that true?
And I thought it was true confessions when she said, I love you.
Man, I thought it was this party when she said, I want you.
I'm looking at some pictures on my phone.
And there she is with some boy shorts on. We messing with the same girl. Same girl. In my potential wife.
Oh my God.
And she a twin too.
She's a twin.
Oh my gosh. What's up, everybody? You know how we do. We have fun over here. It's Ratchet Mondays.
Ratchet Mondays.
You know how we do. I'm your host, Lane Gonzalez. As always, you can find me at the Poet Saint all day, every day. You can also check my website, stayonthemic.com. Next to me is Trizzy, Trinae Todd. What up?
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Trinae. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinae. I'm so excited.
So excited. We got the twins on the left side of us over here. The same girl twins.
Hey.
First twin, number one, Khalilah Boo Boo.
We get Khalilah Boo Boo. At Khalilah Boo Boo on Twitter and Instagram. Holla at the boy.
Second twin, number two, Jimmy V.
It's your boy Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. Go check my blog, which I posted about last week, beyourowndad.blogspot.com.
Hey. Oh, yeah. So, same girl, of course.
I got it right
because,
here.
Same girl.
I got
okay,
it.
Okay, cool. You know, there's a lot of sharing.
There's a lot of sharing.
Sharing is caring in Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
Definitely.
Like, no one knows who anybody's babies are. No one knows who sleeps with anybody.
This is the season of the side chick.
This is the season of giving.
Oh, my God. My thing is, I mean, really, like, honestly, today, we just gonna talk, because I don't really want to go bullet points, because it's just so much ratchetness. Mm-hmm. It all, like, blends together. I just want to do, like, just points that I thought was just retarded. So, first one is no particular order. When old boy met with, so we got, what's her name? We got Shooter. We were introduced to Shooter today.
Booyaka. He looks like Ace Hood.
He does.
He looked like Ace Hood. Oh, a mixture of someone else I've seen. Yeah.
Ace Hood. And who'd you say?
He looks like a DJ that I know in LA. But
who'd you say he looked like?
He looks like Ace.
You said Ace Hood.
Ace Hood.
You know who I'm thinking about? Jody what? Breeze.
Jody Breeze.
That's who I'm thinking about.
I was thinking he looked like the past.
He looks like the past. He has braces. He's 45 years old, and he has braces.
I don't know. But anyway, we find out he's smashing with Mariah, who's basically his wife's employee.
Yeah.
And the egregious thing was the money he gave her, or the Monopoly money, I should say. Because, come on, guys.
It was so fake.
Come on, guys.
She's like, money keep calling my phone.
First of all, that was one.
Baby, I'm going to need some money.
Hey, girl, can you hear me?
Girl, I got the worst reception. You won't believe it.
Yo, that was so terrible. Like, that whole exchange was so bad. What do you guys think? I can't.
It was horrible. It was tough to watch.
It was just like,
so I knew that
this
something
show is disrespecting my intelligence.
Right. Yeah, like it's like, okay, like suspension it. And disbelief. Fine, yes,
right.
But like that was like, yo, you pushing it, bro. Yes. You pushing
get
it.
Get Monopoly money out of my face right now.
Like I would believe Captain America is real before I believe this shit is happening. But like, come on, dog, you pushing it.
Oh here
you
man. Go.
No, but I honestly knew something was up when she was like, you know, aside from Sierra's shop, I have a few side hustles going on, and immediately right. triggered that she's doing some hoeing right. on the side.
Right. I thought the bitch was driving Uber. I was like, oh, cool.
She's doing some.
That's what's need up. To be.
Maybe
Uber
Lyft or
and Lyft. Yeah, she got exactly. both. She one of them with both stickers on the front.
Lyft and Uber.
Right, right.
But, ready.
Where you gotta go? I got you.
Right, I got you. Yeah, it was just really bad. That whole setup. Like I was cool with the whole meeting with, you know, him and the wife came and they met, even though that was kind of forced with Jock the double.
Can we talk about that though?
Master, the double date.
Where the wife threw the husband under the bus talking about, I don't get dick on the regular, as the husband's right there
right.
to the side. He's
right.
Like, ladies. They've been together.
Ladies.
You gonna tell them that?
That is a no-no.
That is disrespectful.
If no one's ever told you, I'm telling you right now.
You don't do
ever,
that.
Ever disrespect your man's sex game in mixed company. In like, mixed you can do that if it's just y'all at the house, his dick is out, you can do it. It's fine. But like when you outside of that bedroom, bruh, and there's a third party present, like bruh. Don't do that.
Especially that third party. That's just
Carly Red's the worst big ass mouth. Hell yeah.
What was that?
are we having an earthquake in LA right now?
Shout out to Alexis.
Right.
It was the more you know symbol.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
Alexis is on. She's like that.
Carly Red, though, she wonders why she's not Jock's girlfriend because she threw him under the bus, too. It was like a couple that y'all don't know about. Like, I wanted to slap her so badly because it's like, why you keep talking about this Rashida and Kirk thing? Like, you guys are meeting a new couple. Why is this like
the main topic
of conversation?
Thank you.
And I totally agree with you about, you know, she's like, he's not doing what he needs to be doing in the bedroom. Like, that's nobody's business.
You do not.
No, you don't say
nobody's
that.
Nobody's business but me I feel and my
like
babies.
I feel like it was a way in the writing, a way to set up the side piece with Mariah. Because if he's not giving in the bedroom,
she gotta go somewhere else again.
That's why he's
got the side piece. He said that she's been working. She's all about the money. And you know, the fact that she said that comment shows a lot about her maturity, too. We found out that she had a kid, like, at 15, so maybe she's around, like, 23, 24. She's
really talking about, young. The wife.
Yeah, the wife, so, you know, it has, Sierra. Not giving her excuses why she said that about, you know, his pipe game or anything like that, maturity comes
which
with...
Which, we can go
that's
in,
true.
You know?
We can go into a quick segue on Kirk, Mr. You were always working, you know, I try to give you a back rub at the crib, and you just turn over, and that was his reason why I'm gonna go see.
But it's true, though. Terrible. It's like... When you're in a relationship, you have to be able to be impressing the person every day, like you first met them. I'm not saying that nobody's relationship is perfect, but the only way that everlasting relationships do work is when both people put in the work. And yeah, you know, sometimes... it is hard because it's one person can be stubborn, but you know, if you gotta be able to give, like, there has to be a giver and a taker, and we obviously see that both of these people
are not
givers.
Well, and also, but, I feel like, oh, go ahead.
No.
I just feel like there also should be communication. If you're feeling some kind of way in the...
That should have been brought up.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Then you talk about it.
Instead of stepping out.
Exactly.
First.
And who knows? I mean, they could have had conversations, but it seems like they're obviously... Because his thing, when he was with his boys and he was talking, he was like, yeah, you know, we was on a break and so I felt like I could just step...
Which I felt some type of way. Aren't they married? You don't take a break when you're married.
No, there's
no break.
That was just a lame excuse. That was a lame excuse. But it was an excuse for him to step out. And I feel like that's what they... Oh, well, you know, she ain't treating me right and all this kind of stuff, and then Rashida on the same way. If there's no communication, or the communication is bad, or it's faltered, then it's not going to be a good relationship. And you have to communicate and let the other party know, like, you're not doing this for me. Exactly. You're not taking care of this. I need you to do more of this.
And not only that, the truth. Like, even if you do communicate, that doesn't excuse exactly. the stepping out part.
Right. Right. Oh, I talked to her. So let me get over there.
Right. And Shooter's obviously not shooting them. He's not getting them out because she's not getting her battery charged enough. So he's over there charging someone else's battery.
Charging
for a charge at that. at that.
Hey, that's wow, monopoly money.
Crazy.
And then pass go.
But I want to ask you guys, because this seems to be like an ongoing situation, when Jock had like asked, so you're not domesticated, like, how do you guys, like, she doesn't cook, she doesn't clean. She doesn't cook, she doesn't clean. Like, is that a deal breaker?
Is she potty trained? What the fuck? What are we talking about?
She's not domesticated, not Satan.
Why is that a term?
Because of old times.
I was like, I don't know what that means, but then you said cook.
Yeah, but is that a deal breaker for you? Like, when you're getting ready to marry a woman, do you feel like...
No, she can learn.
Not saying she needs to learn how to cook, but in your marriage, is that going to be a deal breaker for you? Like, if she's not cooking and cleaning, then this isn't going
to
work.
I feel like if we both live there, we both need to be cleaning up. Like,
yeah. And
I'm sure she's going to be shitting and washing and all this type of other shit. So, like, okay, I'll clean the tub this week. You can do it next week.
I definitely agree.
Like having a roommate.
Also, too, they might not even be living the stay-at-home lifestyle. They might always be on the go, hotel to hotel, blah, blah, blah. So, in that case, nobody really needs to.
And I think, too, I mean, the whole domesticated, I don't even know if that's the right term, but...
I feel like, I really feel like that's for a dog.
I really use that term extremely loosely. But I think what he's coming at is also think, I mean, we're in the South, too. This is Atlanta.
Yeah.
So I think that may have some bearing in people in the chat.
Homemaker. Homemaker instead of domesticated.
When you're a wife,
thank you, Alexis.
The qualities.
Appreciate it.
You can work. Yeah. I'm not saying that you can't work and things like that, but you also need to make sure that your husband is well taken care of. You need to be making sure
talk about it.
That he's looked after properly, because he will stray and go to the next
however, slow down.
He will.
There shouldn't that again is not a reason.
But literally,
unless stray means like leave this situation.
No, it's not saying he's... No, I'm not saying cheating. He's just gonna... He's not gonna be as interested anymore.
Okay.
He's gonna...
That's
he's
fair.
Going
or
to...
He might leave for good.
He might leave for good.
That's
he
fair.
May speak about it. He may say, like, you know, I feel like you're not cooking enough, and then if you don't make the improvement...
cooking?
then, yeah.
Why does it have to be cooking? Why can't
because
I feel like you're not compassionate enough?
A hungry when he comes home.
Yes, we
if he
are.
Wanna be, if he's hard working all day and you just at home painting your nails and gossiping on the phone...
I feel like we just went to like black and white and leave it to Bieber.
right.
This, no, but I said
honey,
that a woman... I said a woman can work.
Honey,
I said that. No, I said a woman can work. There's no problem with that, because I truly do believe that you should be able to work, have your own business, all that. But if you're in a marriage, there's some duties that you have to follow as a wife.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm not hating what you're saying.
If you want a long-lasting marriage,
I'm saying in 2000.
Why I can't be a stay-at-home husband? Why I can't be cooking and cleaning and she bring home the bacon?
No, but I'm saying... Of course, both parties.
If I get with Serena Williams, and she's not. I'm making $30,000, and she's making $30 million. What's the point of me going to work?
No, no, no. But I'm saying that the woman can also work as well. But a man who also works as well, he's going to cook sometimes. But I don't know. I don't know. So. I don't know, ladies.
So our engineer, Alexa, shout out to her. She says that a man got mad at her because she forgot to have dinner on the table.
Now, was this one time or is this repetitive? Because if it's
one
repetitive,
time.
Okay.
One time.
He's obviously forcing the issue there.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, I think, too, that there's obviously there's... there's also a defining term as far as people have roles and gender roles and roles in the household. However, I think in 2017, you work your household whatever works.
What type of household do you want?
What do I want?
Mm-hmm. We gonna go around the panel, so y'all get ready too. What do you want?
This is a
dangerous
question. His wife is watching right now.
My magic, my imaginary wife. So, guys, the type of household I would want is that I think that we would be an equal partnership.
Hey,
like we each give 100%, not 50-50, but we each bring 100% to the table. And however we structure, it works for both of us.
Okay.
I completely do agree that 100% should be given by both parties. I do agree that. But as his wife, I'm going to make sure that he is, you know, has lunch and has dinner. And I'm also going to have my own business. I'm also going to have my own business. And we're going to have children. And we're going to support each other and love each other.
And live happily ever
and live happily ever after.
That's great, Janae. Whoever ends up with you is a lucky man. All right? Let me tell you. We'll put my number in right now. I'll be waiting in line.
Unless Serena calls him.
Unless Serena calls.
With the 30 mil.
Right.
We're going to today.
Right.
Yourself?
Oh.
I forgot what we were talking about.
I really tried to like divert it off of me, but it didn't work. I'm a firm believer in democracy, ladies and gentlemen. All right. And as we have in this amazing country of ours, mm-hmm. each state has their own rules. What works for California doesn't work for South Carolina.
Okay.
So my home would have its own like state rules, you know what I'm saying? And like what works for us mm-hmm. and our partnership and our democracy and like
which is?
Well, I'd have to have a woman in order to like create that government,
determine and then
determine mm-hmm. the rules henceforth to set.
But you see, but he said rules, ladies.
Not rules. Okay, guidelines.
So, natural answer.
Recommendations.
He want his lunch. See?
Suggestions. Recommendations. Advice. Tips. How about that? Have a tip jar.
Perfect. That's exactly
have a tip
what
jar
we needed.
Every Sunday.
Exactly what we needed.
All right. Let's go.
I'm a simple guy. Wifey at home. If she takes care of the meals, I bring home the bread. We can switch roles. That's fine
just
with me.
Bread, though.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, you know, you surprise me with dinner. I surprise you with dinner too. I mean, that's all. It's simple. But many people though.
What? I'm so confused.
Many people like guys.
I was full of surprises. Surprise! I didn't make dinner this time.
I was saying we take care of each other, right?
Okay.
But there are many relationships where the guy would not step in the kitchen for nothing. Mm. He's like, I gotta cook. All right, man, we just gonna go eat out now somewhere or something. So it is different.
It is different. Okay. I want to segue into Jocelyn
you.
Hernandez.
Thank you. Yeah, let's get back to the show with their issues.
This is
their issues. Let's not talk about my issues right now. No. Let's talk about theirs.
Yes. Please.
Yeah, this is another one that I'm just like, I'm shaking my head. She wants to do a video shoot with all of the women that she scorned in the past and have a come to Jesus moment.
You know what? Part
in
of
this
me
video.
Hopes this is. Hopes this is real.
No.
Because Tammy brought up a good point
uh-huh.
that having a baby does change you. Man uh-huh. or woman, it does change you.
Okay.
So maybe, I'm not saying that she has changed. I don't fucking know. Mm-hmm. I've never met her before.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, if it is, I'm hoping it is. That's what I'm saying.
You're hoping.
Hoping that, yes, because if we've learned nothing from Jocelyn this past 5 seasons, this bitch, you need a change. Mm. So maybe today's the day.
You need a change. But I mean, that's the thing. Is it too little too late though? Because
it's never too late.
We saw how people were. And I mean, well, we saw two reactions. We saw Tammy's reaction and we saw Carly Red's reaction. And both of them, I mean, at least Tammy, she was like, that's a good effort. I like that, you know, but I'm not still a part of it.
Yeah.
I remember what you did. I'm not going to forget it.
I'm not going to put myself in the line.
Right. And Carly Red is like, yeah, forget it. Not happening. Mm-hmm. And then we see in the previews for next week that only one person showed up.
Which
and
I'm
of
not
all
surprised.
People, Jessica Dime.
I didn't expect that.
Right.
Yeah, Jessica really loves Jocelyn.
Yeah, she does.
And I liked how they gave us
the
flashbacks.
What was her name?
the flashbacks of everything that Jocelyn did. Her cast member.
Right.
That was good because I forgot.
She's hurt a lot of people.
The disrespect from this woman. Well,
the Carly Red thing was bad. She was like, I got this.
I got the blog.
I got the blog right here. I'm going to give it. She's like, yeah. Give it what? And she's shaking it. Like, it's right. Like, what do you have
like
in there?
A homeless man.
Stop it. So, I don't know. I just thought that it was just interesting that she wants to create this video, and I feel like Jocelyn wants to always do these outland, like when she went to have her party and like everybody come, like, and all the drama there's never a time that Jocelyn initiates an event that it goes great. I can't remember. It's always drama.
I love the self-confidence. She does have self-confidence.
Huge.
Like, I need to be there.
She just uses people as props. Honestly, at the party, she just wanted guests.
Right.
And for this video shoot, she just needs extras.
Basically.
Fine girls, let me get them. I think she just wants them for their looks. Then after that, it's like, fuck you.
Right.
I need you.
She can use actors' access.
Y'all got Atlanta's
casting.
Well, she wants the people, because she wants, she wants the song. And you said that the song is actually out.
Yeah, I did see something.
Breaking news.
I was actually looking it up so I can give y'all a little shurin. But she did release the song, Baby.
Do we know how many people were in the video?
I did not watch it. I wasn't going to waste my time on it. I'm sorry about that, y'all.
Maybe those in the chat may have seen it.
Or look it up.
Let us know who actually ended up in that video, because that would be nice to know. I want to move on to another situation that I'm just shaking my head at. So first of all, she doesn't
episode.
Even. I mean, basically, Treasure P with a no A, by the way. There's no A in the treasure, just so you are aware. But Treasure
the
P
way
with
she spells
right.
I didn't even peep that.
Yeah, I did. I thought that was interesting.
I've noticed the P, and I was like, "What does the P stand for?" And I hope it's not what I'm thinking.
Treasure P, like pleasure P, but Treasure P.
Oh, well, I thought.
I know what you're getting at.
Right.
Coming to the stage is Treasure P. She's graduated and she strips. Yeah.
She has
Can you find the buried treasure?
Shout out. No, she has a degree in communications.
Does she?
Which every black person gets a degree in.
It is.
Look, I said it. I'm black. Damn it. I don't care.
That shit is true.
I got mad homies who got communications degrees, and they know it. They know it.
I got a criminal justice degree. So
thank you.
I'm against the norm, all right? Even though it's the police coming straight from the underground.
He's like, I am the 1%.
You're going to see. You gonna see my
it's
man,
real.
Jimmy V over here at the ride. Criminal justice. You can too.
I ain't never gonna talk shit about somebody getting the education you do.
Are you sitting at home?
I'm not.
Are you doing nothing? Get your ass up off the ground. Come to whatever.
Sit down, home. Oh, you're on your couch. You're watching YouTube.
You're watching laughing at us.
Hey.
You couldn't get a degree.
Oh man!
No, all respect to you going out going to school for sure. Let me make sure I put that out there. But let's be real. Let's be real. You know.
Yeah. I wasn't gonna say it.
Sometimes we need to have that come to Jesus meeting with ourselves. We need to just, as a people, come together. Though, like black people, we can go harder. We can do more.
We don't have to stick with communications. Right?
We just got to do communications, baby. Right. They got doctors out here.
Yeah, they do. But I mean, shout out to her friend. She has a degree.
She's an intern.
Yeah, and she's an intern at Jocks. Radio show. I'm just like, okay. But she actually meets with lovely Mimi and Mariah, and Mimi actually goes in on her because at the last meeting she was the one that was kind of like the whole high low comment to Tommy and her, because they had criminal records, and so she's basically, you know, trying to save face and like, oh, no. I was just saying, you know, high key, low key, like y'all low key and I'm high key. And just, you know, and I was just like, you're not helping at all.
We don't believe you. Yeah, we need more people.
Yeah, yeah. That communications degree, not communicating.
Both these girls well. Have turned their lives around. You know, Lovely Mimi. Lovely Mimi. You know, she was a convict, and now she owns a nail salon. And Treasure was a stripper, and now she's an intern at a radio station.
Hey, look, I got nothing
give
wrong
these ladies their props. Okay,
ladies who used to strip now they doing a thing. Or if they got locked up for doing some stupid shit and they're changing their life around. Ain't got nothing wrong with that.
No,
Nah, because I know we got viewers that feel some type of way about that. So I was...
But before you throw someone under the bus and try to act all high and mighty, you need to come from the heart. You need to be like, look, like... We both did bad things. Now let's be friends.
We can change, yeah. Now let's get together.
We can, because it's just going to add some separation to this whole situation.
Let's cash these checks.
You think you're better than me?
Yeah,
and I think that's the issue with this whole fucking show. Is everybody thinks they're better. Everything than the other person.
And I feel like there's how can anyone say that they're better than anybody on this show?
Oh, please.
Like, how can you even,
just
because
stay better.
I feel like
first
everybody
in life, on this show, where like all your shit is out.
Everybody's out, and even if it's not out, it's about to come out, or whatever the situation is, and it's like, stop it. When she tried to give the same business to Tommy, that didn't work at all.
I need to get some fruit. I ain't gonna lie, y'all, Tommy was looking good. She was. The lingerie.
Tommy, where'd you get your lingerie from? Let us be real.
Hey, well, I was
trying to keep her man happy. She needs to know.
I wasn't paying attention to that whole scene.
Freaking Love and Hip Hop, they sure know how to bring viewers in. It was naked and lingerie.
I heard something about some fruit, and after that, I don't know what else was happening in that whole thing. I don't know.
My thing is, I feel like... Nobody should ever mess with Tommy. Like, I feel like Tommy is a straight up G. Like, she doesn't care. Exactly. She was like, oh, I was trying to do my little whatever she was saying to calm herself down, like her anger management classes, but it just didn't work. And I feel like she just, if you switch her off, Or get at her, she's going to come 10 times harder.
I can tell, hands down, she cares more about her reputation than anything else. That's why when something always goes down, she says, it's Tommy, bitch.
Right.
It's like she wants to...
Tommy is
in this piece. I don't play them games.
Not playing.
Bitch. That's that's what it is. And it says...
About to be girl fight.
Right.
About to throw the balls.
Oh my gosh, this was great because it was just like wigs, the lace front. First of all, Tommy, shout out to you for your wigs. Your wigs are always on point. Mm-hmm. If you're watching at home, those lace fronts are always looking good. But Treasure,
girl,
you know,
be looking good. I ain't
it, right, bad. She's pretty. But in the matter of the season is, though, that Treasure's wig went left and right. And, you know, looks like Tommy's was sealed on correctly.
It was actually put together.
Tommy's that crazy girl that, like, all the girls are like, why do you like her? She's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
She keeps me around.
Then you see why old boy from last season.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's crap?
Yeah. He wanted to drop her, but he was like,
I got the itch through the TV.
I
can't wait till the next week.
Oh,
I'm gonna stalk her Instagram tonight.
Okay, so we got one more.
Do we?
Shaking head. Yeah, it's the Rod, Jasmine, Carly, and Jock meetup.
I got a situation that I gotta talk to you about. Right? You feel some type of way talking all of this in the streets.
This ain't no kumbaya.
Yeah, yeah. This ain't no kumbaya at all. Shit.
Wait. First of all, why was Jasmine so, like, I feel like she, like, somebody talked to her, like, you need to look up on her. And all of a sudden, like, she was just like, yeah, because before she was usually timid. She didn't really say nice, much. Like, stop it. Like, yeah. And now she was, like, trying to, like, bloke up.
No, because she was about to lose another home. So you gotta play your cards right. She was like, I need to act a little bit more on Rod's level because
I gotta start to pay my own bills.
Right. I'm gonna lose another house. Right, and this house looks nice. And
in her defense, it is very difficult to pay your own bills. I'm just saying. I'm not saying that you should like live off of somebody else, but I'm just saying it's not easy. You know, posting a sexy pic on Instagram, it's pretty easy.
Yeah,
it's like, put your butt cheek on the thing. Oh, my bad. And then you're good. You get some followers.
Side note, this happened at the beginning, but Kirk, when he met up with all his boys, shout out to Ernie that was there.
Ernie was at the table.
He was in there. He basically confessed that he did smash with old girl and that she did have the baby and that he was lacing her.
Who the fuck is Ernie?
Ernie's what's her name?
Sesame Street?
No,
Mama D's.
Mama D's.
Ernest.
Malibu's Most Wanted. He looked like.
I'm over here thinking about Bert and Ernie.
On the first name
he's like, I'm going to be hanging out with the young ones tonight. I'm about to beanie tonight.
I'm going to kill him with this. He went from the swap meet to the game. Like, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him with this one right here.
I'm about to drop
Jock. Like he was breaking an entrance. That's what you said.
No, Jock straight looked like that dude was breaking into a house right after the shoot. Like, man, I got to be like, for real, like Jock wise. And like in several scenes. Like, didn't like Carly even call him Mushroom or something? I'm like, what
Ninja
is
it? Ninja Turtle.
Ninja Turtle. There we go. I don't know where I got Mushroom from. But yo, like, his beanies, like, really. Anyway, Kirk, he basically confessed to everybody everything that went down with this chick. And, like, you know, basically smashed. He cheated on his wife. And she had a baby. And he was breaking her off.
You dumb.
And my thing is, like, if he confesses, really? But then you see him. When he's talking to his wife and his mother-in-law, who does not play, Shirlene.
Shout out to Shirlene.
I just remember that episode when she ran over that dude's bike.
Yo.
That was crazy. Like, I was like, after that, I was like, oh, I mess with Shirlene. She does not play when it comes to her girl, Rashida. Mm. But anyway, he then lies and it's like, oh, man, nah, you know, it ain't even like that. And I'm like, dude, like, you just told your boys, then you tell her, and it's all going to be aired. Like, why are you already in the doghouse? I'm just like, just confess, get it all out, and then deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. Like, I just don't get that.
Such an annoying man because he just never owns up. Like you said, he just and then he just makes himself look dumb and dumber on national TV. It's getting so old.
I can't speak for what Rashida would do because I'm not Rashida. I'm not in her situation. They have to figure that out for what works for them.
Right.
But damn, it looks bad.
Yeah,
it does.
It looks bad, bro.
No, it looks really bad. And I think, like I said, if it was, it would be better if he would just confess and then try to go from there. Like, if she says she needs a break or whatever.
It'd be bad if he stopped doing stupid shit. Well,
that too.
And bro, then porn is free. You know, online. Just go online real quick, nut, and then clear your thoughts. It you start thinking clearly, like, the chick that you was going to text, she's like, I'm not talking to this bitch. She pissed me off. Like, that's all you gotta do.
But then he had the nerve to be like, we just need to go to marriage counseling. Oh, no, you need to go to rehab for sex addiction because you seem to have a problem. Like, I can clean, clean, lock.
Or is it, oh, bitches want me now?
He thinks he's young. Do you see the way he dresses? Yes.
He dresses
like he's trying to be Usher or something.
He has the
double chain on, the jean jacket with the black split V. Like, this facade that he's trying to create is just gonna.
You want to be out here in the street. Yeah. You want to be in these streets.
Listen, man, every single man wants to be married, and every married man wants to be single.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. But he made a comment. He was like, maybe if I stop hanging around all these single people.
Then well, I think in
maybe
his
if
case,
you figured out
just,
what you wanted.
Yeah, he obviously.
Just so the grass ain't greener on the other side.
Right. He obviously isn't respecting his marriage. But I don't think that every married person wants to be single and vice versa. I think it's just a situation where if he wants to do his dirt, he just needs to be single. But I think he doesn't want to give up because Rashida's a dope woman. And I think he doesn't want to give up the security of their marriage. They love, you know, well, there's love there. And they've been together for so long. And so you got the security of a wife and someone that, you know, is going to, you know, hold you down. But I think he also is out here and gets loose, and all of a sudden he likes to go to strip clubs, and he likes to, you know, he likes women, so it gets the best of him.
Some guys who see that their friends are married, they be like, they'll entertain, if they see that their friend has like a lot of money and they don't have money, they'll be like, well, like, if he's married, then we're not going to be able to hang out with him as much. And, you know, he's at the house all the time. Like, we're not going to be able to reap off of his benefits. So it really be some friends out there that be trying to set up married men and be like, well, we going to go to the strip club tonight. And you don't want to be, as a guy, you don't want to be like a weirdo and be like, but I'm married, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
You gotta do that.
Yeah, I'm
you
just
do,
saying,
but like some guys will be like, they don't want to be looked at as like a cheese ball, like, you know, so they'll be like,
that's
but
that,
I, you
that's
know,
that pride thing, right?
Yeah,
there.
Like, you yeah, know,
you
some
going
guys
to,
yeah.
You going to a strip club to pay for bitches,
but the strip
dance
club
on you,
nothing though. Yeah, that ain't
then
nothing.
You got a woman at home, which I don't know if she's doing anything. You never know, but
oh, so you
still
you saying you won't go to the strip club if
first of all, I hate the strip club.
Oh,
but
okay. I'm
personally,
I like the strip club.
But
I ain't gonna pay nobody's bills. I like the strip club.
My cheap ass. Then I ain't gonna pay nobody's bills.
No, I
Jimmy,
hate the strip club. You know why I hate the strip club? Because they are really fucking good at their job. Like, they make you feel like they loved you. Like, bitch, they you just do. Met me, yeah. And now I'm like, hey man, she really trying to feel
it. Hey yo, bro.
Like that never happened to me before. That's why I don't fuck with strip clubs. Like, I be in there like, oh.
Khalil that lost his paycheck
know?
At the strip club.
For real.
That's what
for happened. Real. They Khalil, know when I get paid on Thursday, they're like, how you doing?
Khalil's been his
like,
money at the strip club.
Yo.
Treasure should have been a psychologist, though, because strippers, they know how to talk to you.
Psychologists, yes.
Right? They know how to, right? They know how to stroke your ego. And
they know
right?
All that. Like, they know so, their clientele. They do.
So I'm going to fuck with strippers.
So, yeah. I was going to say we got off on the Kirk situation, but what I was trying to get at is the whole Rod, Jasmine, Carly, and Jock. Oh, I feel like this is going to be a recurring
thing. Because it is.
That was the best. That really was the best. But I feel like I'm really losing it with this Rod character, because I feel like, what are you doing? Like, you have no... Like, he's holding a baby when they're, like, looking at their other potential home.
The jury's still
and I'm just like... And he's like, yeah, like, he's doing... Like, what are you doing? Like, this is not your baby. Why are you
when
on camera holding this
from?
Baby?
Apparently, Kirk's...
Kid was that?
That's Kirk, that's Jasmine's
oh, that's
child.
The baby. Oh, okay.
That's the baby. And I'm like, he's holding the baby like he's just be in there taking care of him, like, real... You know... And then you got the other side.
You breastfeeding her.
Right. Like, what are you doing? Like, stop. Like, it just looks bad. And then him, like, you in these streets, Kirk, and you talking and did it in my name. And I'm like, ain't nobody worried about you. Like, no, I feel like he's inserting himself into the drama for airtime or camera time to, like, beef up. I don't know. Because I feel like he's really a non-issue in this whole, like, situation.
When you think about it, wow, yeah. So if you take Rod yeah. out the whole thing...
There's nothing.
Nothing happens.
There's
right.
nothing.
The storyline continues on.
Because it's Jasmine's baby.
Right. With the lesbian girlfriend.
Right.
You can take her out, too, because she has...
Yeah.
All of these are subpar characters. The only people who matter is the fucking... The girl with no lips. I right. forget her name.
Jasmine.
And Kirk.
Kirk. I was forgot right. his name. His right. wife. And what that's it. Did? Right. Nobody else fucking not has anything to do with anything.
Everything else yeah. is speculation.
The way I feel about this is a lot of smashing and passing going along.
There is that.
So that's basically that. What happened. And yeah. then Jock has a nerve. What did you guys
oh my God.
Jock with the look. All right, so There was a girl named Jasmine.
I had a dream about a girl named Jasmine.
That would be so funny if, like, next week he's like, oh shit.
That ain't the same. You can Jasmine. See into the future. He has like a little, like, premonition.
First of all, looking like a cat burglar, talking about, like, yeah, so what I had really said was there was this girl named Jasmine.
Yeah, right.
I just got, Jasmine. I mean, it was blurry. And, like, why is it blurry? Did you, my contacts was out, and I had my glasses. Like,
you got a twin, don't you? You got a twin.
Oh, my gosh. Because the whole thing is he's telling everybody else, and I will say the one thing I do agree with Rod, even though he's whatever, is he was saying, why you keep talking about this Mash and Jasmine, and the fact that he's telling everybody this, like, it could be mine, could be mine, could be mine.
Yeah, that
and then
true.
All of a sudden when he's called, true. Gets called on, I'm like, well, actually, what happened was, and I'm like, that's really bad.
It makes Jock look like he terrible. Just runs his mouth.
Terrible.
He just wants somebody to slap
I'm
him.
Telling you, like, that, he got that, he got that, Carly Red demon. Yeah. On him, and now he's on that whole, you know what I'm saying?
And then freaking Jasmine was all getting upset about the baby picture. Girl, bye. You she let her that. You yeah, let her take that. The picture.
No, you knew what you were doing.
Yeah, she wanted that. I don't know why she's upset. Maybe she's not cool with it now, but she wanted that.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does anybody have any quotables before we wrap up?
Lovely Mimi had one, and I totally forgot what it was. Lovely Mimi, the girl with the pink hair. Yeah.
We know the one that's on the show for pretty much no reason.
Yeah, her. Right. I forgot what it was. And then, of course, toward the end,
yes.
With I'm forgetting everybody's name.
What who are you talking about?
Jock, the girl.
Oh, you're talking about
not Jasmine, the other
Sina
one,
Carly, no, Carly Red.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
her name.
Yes.
When she was like, because the before he,
before, oh right,
before she said he, but, yeah. I forgot what that was.
Too. Well, yeah. My
did you see what the show does to you? See what it does?
Well, sure.
My quotable is gonna be from our favorite Jocelyn when she said, "After I take him down, they flip their wigs."
Oh yeah,
great. That was great.
Jocelyn is a
she's
sad.
A hot mess.
She's sad.
She's a savage.
She's really a savage. She was a savage. Oh, shout out to oh my god, this show is so crazy. Shout out to the muffins and bagels with the Simply Orange juice. that was sitting there that nobody was right? gonna eat. Like I don't
she
understand
no
why.
Like, she have no. She had no cream cheese.
I was looking at that. I was like, that. Why is that right dead center?
And like neither one of them looked like they eat bagels. No. Bro. Neither one of them.
With the little nasty
muffins. Shout out to someone in the comment section. They said Jimmy looks so over this, and I really am.
Jalen,
it's bullshit.
Jalen Sayuri.
I want to share my experience on the Love and Hip Hop set.
Oh yeah,
you guys don't mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Please.
What's the best way to put this?
It's Hollywood. It's an AfterBuzz exclusive. That's what.
Bullshit.
That's the best way to put it.
That's the best.
Cue music.
It was horrible. So I got there on set. I was in the sun all day. They were shooting a single release party for one of their newest members.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to say the name, but if you guys can pick up what I'm putting down, you might be able to smell me, all mm-hmm. right? If y'all just got that there. But,
It's a single that we know, right?
It's
a single that just came out, right?
I don't know the cast member's name,
uh-huh.
but she's ridiculousness.
Okay.
All right? And she's so ridiculous. Ridiculousness. It's not cool on the West Coast. All
okay,
right?
We
so
got it. We got it.
Sure.
We got it.
Oh yeah, so, I know what I'm
talking about. Y'all like that?
Shut up, Trinette.
But
I was close.
I was supposed to be. Wait.
So this is cast member. I'm not gonna say his name.
Wait.
But if
I was supposed to be,
she smells like Chanel.
I didn't say any names.
You didn't.
I was supposed to be offset at 3. They let us go at like 5:30.
Uh-huh.
It was supposed to be a pool party with no music going on. They were like, "Yeah, guys, vibe out." I was like, "Where's the music?"
Yeah,
but they can't play music.
Imagine it.
Yeah. They can't play music because you're recorded.
Give us something. Because
they're recorded talking, so they can't play music.
It was just bad.
Can't do that.
The alcoholic drinks were
fake.
Yeah.
Oh, they had real alcohol though.
So have you been on set?
I'm familiar with how it works.
I ain't gonna snitch on myself, but I know a few things.
I'm familiar how it works. They had real drinks.
Yeah, their dreams are real. After that, it was just a horrible experience. They hit me up to be like, hey, you want to do it again? And I'm like, hell no. So I ain't going back.
Not happening.
No, they didn't give out no free singles, no food. Tell us about the food.
Nothing.
They didn't get no iTunes download.
They didn't get no gift cards out for no gas cards or nothing.
Waste of my day. But I was like, let me make sure I tell my viewers out there. Yeah. So shout out to everybody that went to my blog to check that out. I bet. Appreciate y'all.
I read that piece. I see you. Yeah. I see you getting your Perez Hilton.
Come on, Negro over there. You know what I'm saying?
Man. All right, man. Well, appreciate the exclusive, Jimmy. And, ladies and gentlemen, that's been our show for today. Wrapping up Ratchet Mondays. Of course, we're going to be back next week with more ratchetness. Until then, you know, this is how we get down. I've been your host, Lim Gonzalez, and as always, you can find me at the Poet Saint all day, every day. Check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Trinae is here, but she's not going to be here for a minute, and we're sad.
She always doing something.
I know, she always be like this.
And she ain't tell me nothing before we hop on set. Right, where you going? Right. I'm... You guys,
no, I'll be back though, but you know. But you guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Janae. And next week, we need old dude from Cheaters to come on because it's about to go down. I won't be here, but you know, somebody will be here to fill in the blanks.
Sure.
So.
Oh, it's my turn. Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. This has been Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I'm your host, Khalil Boo Boo. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo. Thank you.
Hey, yes.
I don't know why I was being extra.
Twitter, Instagram at Be Your Own Dad. Go check the blog, beyourowndad.blogspot.com.
Yeah. And shout out to our engineer, Alexis, with all the dope sound.
Alexis.
Appreciate it.
Alexis came through today.
How she's doing. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week. Ratchet Mondays.
And don't be ratchet. Stop it.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.